This is Aza Pace, reading 31 from issue 95 of Willow Springs. 31. This deadpan silver morning, I stopped to gape at the winged helix above my garden, 50, 60 vultures tracing slow circles. My chin tips back, mouth full of cold. But the birds are not a metaphor for death. No, even though this birthday makes me the age my mother was when I was born, and even though I have decided, haven't I, to say no. And when the article I read this morning said that the endangered bear refusing to mate is genetically dead, that was just a small cruelty. No, the vultures do not turn their gears for me, but for some invisible glory of rabbit or fawn, or for the joy of the turn. Some days I imagine a shadow child who trails gently behind me. We pause to lock identical eyes or to pick a scarlet leaf from the street. Her name sits in my cheek. This is not so different from the birds. Some wheel so low their feathers brush the spruce points, and some are pinprick high. Often they weigh down the walnut branches like strange dark fruit. I know they make a life here.